It is 5:31 PI, bringing our beautiful Pacific people together. If you aren't aware, we had the 2020 Cook Island Games that just happened and finished on Saturday. And joining me right now on the phone, all the way in the homeland of the Cook Islands, is Aka Iti Purea, who is a team manager for one of the winning teams for this year for the 2020 Cook Island Games. And yes, it went to the island of Moke. So kia ora ana, Aka Iti. How are you?
Kia rana, Ernest. I'm very well, very well.
Awesome, awesome. Are you still happy? You still celebrating from the closing ceremony?
We celebrated the closing ceremony with the church service yesterday. I reckon that was a good way to end things, giving thanks to the Lord for the blessings we have bestowed amongst us this week. Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful. I just have to ask, Aka Iti, if you could please introduce yourself to our Pacific people, which island you are, which village you're currently staying in Rarotonga, and just a little bit about yourself.
Okay, thank you. Kirana toka toto ko Aka Iti pure toku toku ingo. Tamaene maukeo apa maniki takanga. Fruit salad.
Awesome.
Angai amayo kirungai te enua ko Mauke. And I am now currently staying in Rarotonga in the village of Arorangi.
Beautiful. Thank you, Meitaki Mata and Ata Waiwolo, for that beautiful introduction. And I have to say, Aka Iti, how was the preparations leading up to the 2020 Cook Island Games, especially for the island of Mauke? We saw all the media and also all the pictures online as well, like the people in New Zealand wanted to be there with you all to celebrate. But how was it like for the team of Mauke?
Oh, thanks, Ernest. I think like any other team, the preparation part at first wasn't easy, eh? So, like, for example, the very first meeting we called, which was still early days when we actually found out that there was going to be a Cook Island Games coming up. The first meeting we called, we only had 5 people show up. And whether it was a coincidence or not, but this is actually how we formed our organizing committee for Team Mauke.
Mm.
And our organizing committee, we are all young.
Love it.
Very young. I would say we're probably the youngest organizing committee for the Cook Island Games.
Awesome.
When I say young, our oldest is 38 and the youngest is 26 years old. So very young.
I love it.
Yeah, and I think the thing that got us through everything else is that we had one thing in common, and that was the pride that we had for our island Mauke.
Awesome. Love it, Aka Iti. And also in terms of the youth, you know, the next generation of athletes, how was it like to see them, you know, like you mentioned, showing and having the flag up in the air with pride, to see them, you know, representing their island and being proud of it?
Yeah, having the youth there with us, oh, that was a really awesome experience. When we first called our meetings for the athletes, so after we got everything out of the way with our managers for each code that we were going to represent in, we called another meeting for the athletes only, because we needed to know what our numbers was like. And boy, I tell you, the meeting we called, our hostel was just overfilling with a lot of athletes. some of them, to be honest, I didn't even know were Mauken, and that was the first time that I actually knew how we were all connected together.
Yes.
It was such an overwhelming experience to see everyone come together and wanting to represent their island.
Beautiful. And also the enjoyment that you got to, you know, participate with the other islands, for example, Paamati, we had Aitutaki, we had Aachu, we had Pukpuka, we had, you know, our islands coming together as one. How was it like for yourself, Akaeti, to see that as it being the first ever, event of its kind in the Cook Islands?
Yeah, that was an experience too. It was very good to see the islands come together, weaving together, working together to make this game a very successful game. Mm-hmm. I take my hat off to all the islands, especially the island coordinators, for getting their teams organized in order for all of us to enjoy, mainly to enjoy and get to know each other, to come together as one during this Cook Island Games event.
Beautiful. And what does this mean for the island of Mauke as well, in terms of the togetherness, connecting everyone together as one? What does it mean for the team?
Well, I think everyone coming together means a lot to everyone. I know there are some first-timers. This is probably their first time having to represent Mauke. And everyone's all overwhelmed with everything that's been happening. I mean, with the big win, we didn't even expect it.
Yes.
But, I think that was the topping of everything else. But it was so good and so overwhelming to see everyone come together to represent Mauke.
Awesome. Love that, Katie. And, in regards to what's happening with the Cook Islands right now with the games, how do you see, the future of sport in the Cook Islands with this happening? We haven't seen it all around the world due to COVID. What does this show for our people in the Cook Islands from your view?
Yeah, I think with regards to everything that's happening around the world, especially with COVID, and I'd like to say thank you to CISNOC for coming up and organizing the Cook Island Games for 2020. It's like, even though we have this pandemic going on, we proved to everyone else that, we can still be as one, come together as one, and enjoy each other's company, and just have fun as a whole. But I think Cook Island sports here in the Cook Islands is on another level. The level of talent we saw during these past 2 weeks, it's just something else. And I look forward to having the Cook Islands represent us in future games coming up.
Beautiful. Akaeti, thank you so much for your time. Meitaki Mata and Ata Waibolo for taking the courage to come on our ears and to speak about the massive win, especially for Mauke, but also, as you mentioned, bringing our people together. Do you have any last bit of acknowledgements or thanks that you'd like to give on behalf of your team or to the people that have been in support of this major event?
Thank you, Ernest. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to come on live to speak and to share about our experience, especially for Team Mauke. I just want to say thank you, Metaki Ranui Nui, to everyone around the globe, especially to those back at home in Mauke. Thank you for your support. To everyone else overseas, our families, our friends, all the supporters, words cannot express how much we appreciate all your encouragement throughout these past few weeks or during the Cook Island Games. And I just want to say thank you very much for all your words of encouragement, especially for the athletes during this Cook Island Games.
Awesome. There you have it, community. And for those that are tuning around the Pacific, this is Akaeti Puria, who is one of the team managers for Mauke. If you aren't aware, you can check out the Cook Island sports page for the updates, for the final tally, for all the excitement and all the fun and all the enjoyment from the teams from Pacific Media Network, PMN Cook Islands, but also 531 PI. I would like to thank you so much for your kind words and also taking the time to speak. And for those that aren't aware, I I would add the link at the end of this interview so you can see all the excitement as well. Thank you so much, Akaiti. You have a beautiful day, and we will stay in tune with everything else that will be happening in the Cook Islands. Meitaki mata and a te wai wolo.
Meitaki.